Julian Taylor's jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
Hey, 2-2, Julian Taylor here, and you're listening to The Jukebox. Thank you for tuning into the show. I've got an exceptional episode for you planned this week. You just heard the Blues Brothers and She Caught the Katie, and playing harmonica on that track was none other than the legendary Dan Aykroyd. And I get to talk to Dan today. He's on the show, and we're going to talk about music, we're going to talk about movies, we're going to talk about extracurricular activities that Dan is up to and likes to do. Plus, we're going to talk TV and blues music galore. I'm so excited for this. It happened by happenstance. I got an email on Instagram saying, hey, would you be interested in interviewing Dan Aykroyd? And we haven't done many interviews on the show. We've done a few. But as soon as I heard it was Dan Aykroyd, I was like, yeah, I'll do the interview, and here it is in all its glory. So sit back, enjoy the chat, and enjoy the music. Here it is on the Jukebox.
Thanks for joining me, though, man. It's such an honor to chat with you, man. I've been a fan, well, ever since I was a little kid. Your movies and certainly music have affected me in such a way that I don't even know how to explain it to you, to be honest.
Well, you were not corrupted too badly by it. You turned out all right to be an accomplished, young, intelligent man. So if I've had that good influence on you, then that makes part of my life's mission, very vital.
Amazing.
But I think you would have done all right without being exposed to my stuff. If it helped and you were inspired and moreover, if you laughed, that was what we were all about, you know?
For sure. Where are you calling from now?
Well, I'm opening the summer cottage up here north of Kingston, which has been in the family. Well, next year it'll be 200 years. My daughters, my daughters with Donna, the three are going to be eighth generation on the property here. So it's an old loyalist farm and great edge, and it's on a limestone cliff. A hay field on a limestone cliff on a glacial lake up here, and it's my favorite place to be, one of the most spectacular houses, because for an 1865 simple old wooden farmhouse, to me it has great merit and meaning, because it was where my great-grandfather Sam Aykroyd did his paranormal research in the 1920s and had seances in the house and all of that, and inspired me to write Ghostbusters. And so the seance room is, we'll be opening for tours soon. I'm here off and on all summer. I'd love to show you the place if I happen to be in, as they say.
Yeah, I would love to do that. I'm actually on tour right now. I'm in Cleveland.
Oh, I like that city a lot.
I like it too. The first time I was here, I didn't really like it. I was here, I think, when the Rock and Roll History Museum opened. It was the inaugural opening of that, and I came down. I was about 17 years old, and I was hitchhiking across the United States.
Sorry, man. Wow.
Well, my parents were the brave ones for letting me go, to be honest with you. But yeah, Keegan, last night we played a place called the Music Box. Do you know that place?
We have a full house of blues there.
Oh, you do?
In an old Woolworth store, and it's a spectacular part of town, and it's thriving. And I love the architecture in Cleveland. So you had a good time?
Yeah, it was Bruce Coburn. He was the headliner. Matt Anderson, he's from New Brunswick, and then myself.
I know, Matt. Yeah. But the previous time, you didn't like it.
No, the previous time, I wasn't really thrilled with it. But now it has rejuvenated, and I really do quite like it. We were in Pittsburgh the day before, and between the two, I think I'd side with Cleveland Rocks, you know? But
Pittsburgh, it has magnificent architecture. Mm-hmm. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Hard Rock Cafe. The municipal architecture there is really, really something. And it's got the river, and it's really neat. It's got Lake Erie, mm-hmm. Which have been, associated with a belt of sightings there of UAPs there a few years back.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's Lake Erie sightings. You can do your search on it. It's all there. I'm not making this stuff up.
No, I'm fascinated by all this stuff. I've been one of my favorite.
I would, as human beings, wouldn't be.
I agree.
You have a band there, Julian?
I'm on the road solo. I'm just playing acoustic guitar. But I do have a band. Julian Taylor Band was my band for a long time, and I still play with them. And I was in a band called Stagger Crossing. Actually, you and I ran into each other briefly. You probably wouldn't remember, but it was at the Shangri-La Hotel before I started doing more of my original work. I was playing covers there on a weekly basis, and you walked through and it was really nice. You stopped and listened to the music and gave me a thumbs up. I think you were with Michael Budman from Roots at the time, just passing through.
In Vegas? Hmm? In Las Vegas? Oh, no. Right.
Shangri-La in Toronto.
Oh, no.
In Toronto.
Yes. Well, good. So what venues are you doing right now?
Well, I'm off to the ARC, which is in Ann Arbor. Do you know that place? It's a little folk club.
That's a nice music hall.
Yeah, I do like it a lot. I played there once, so Matt and I are heading that way.
Great, Matt. Are you driving?
Yeah, we're all in a four dudes in a van. You know how it is, right?
A Sprinter?
No, I wish it was a Sprinter. It's a minivan. It's a Dodge Caravan.
Oh, that'll get you there.
Yeah, I do. It's done.
Well, that's great. Journeyman musician. You know, my daughter records, and you can get her on Spotify. She's magnificent.
What's her name?
Her name's Vera Sola, V-E-R-A-S-O-L-A. She's an incredible songwriter, and she wants to do a project in Canada. She's very much into that. We probably use studio, but check her out on Spotify. She doesn't like when I use these terms, but she's like a torch protest singer. And she's a real rock and roller and a great songwriter, Vera Sola.
I love protest songs. I think we need more protest songs.
She's out there. You'll see there what she, you know, she plays in Europe a lot. Hardworking journeyman musician in Europe.
Is that right? Whereabouts in Europe? Because I did that way.
All over Europe, Brussels, Antwerp, all of the Paris, Berlin. Yeah, and the people they come and they sing her lyrics back to her. So she's really good. That's something. I'm so proud of her. Yeah, Vera Sola, check it out. And of course, with myself, I know I can relate to the joy of playing music.
Absolutely.
That you're having. It's just so much fun when the travel's horrible, but once you get there and do the gig, exhilarating. I got a job coming up in July in the House of Blues in Chicago. So I'm getting to play with Jimmy and our four horns and
cool. And so you still play together, right?
We do. We've cut down on the dates quite a bit, but we were up to 20 plus a year and I know the show by now, Julian, you know.
Are you still doing a lot of the old blues songs like She Caught the Katie and
we are you come to our show and you hear songs that you do not hear on the radio anymore. You just do not hear them. It's the African American songbook from which we always derived. We were always in the business of cultural preservation so that people would know these artists and these works going into the future. Yes, we do all R&B. We do Wynonie Harris. We do Lowell Fulson, a beautiful tune called Swingin' Party. Spectacular tune, that one is. We do, of course, a Junior Wells version of Mystery Train.
Okay.
Let's see. So, you know, we have all kinds of repertoire there that it's just people don't hear it on the radio anymore. And nobody walks away sad from a Blues Brothers show. So Jimmy, the blood brother of John, and I still do that.
Yeah,
with a spectacular band. You know, they're the strongest component in the act.
That's amazing. I grew up with a lot of that music because my grandfather was really an avid blues fan, and you know, I was literally listening to Big Bill yesterday. Certainly Barbara Johnson. I've been really trying to figure out the blues, the acoustic blues, you know, it's such a hard instrument to master, the finger picking and having the bass line there. Do you know any other guys that I should check out? Like you seem seriously well-versed in this particular
topic. Well, you play a dobro?
I don't play a dobro. No, I'm actually playing a Martin D28.
Well, that's beautiful. Yeah. Well, for the old time, you know, Big Bill Brunsey and the old blues, the original Delta players, of course, the dobro or tin guitar was a great sound. You know, Robert Johnson, dobro slide. You know, dobro slide is that beautiful style of guitar playing that originated there, and of course became wonderfully electrified and rhythmized in Chicago with the Records Movement, and then, you know, with the travel between Memphis, Chicago, Chicago, Memphis, and you grew this incredible blossom of a movement called Stax Records, which now Steve Cropper and Duck Dunn, the backbone of Stax Records, rhythm and lead guitar, bass player, they were in the Blues Brothers band. When they joined, Julian, I can tell you, our whole enterprise became totally legitimized and taken serious because they looked at us and saw, we want to, you know, John and I wanted to venerate these great artists and sing their songs and do a love song to them. And so Steve and Duck understood that. They were Otis Redding's guitar players, and they were mine as well. So
it's incredible, isn't it?
I can go forward and say that, you know, it's unbelievable. I'm from Hull, Quebec, and I saw them at Expo 67, and here I am collaborating with them on a multi-platinum selling record. And touring and it still lives today, not with the movie band. Steve and Duck, of course, Duck's gone, but Steve we still see. He was at the festival. We played the Joliet Prison for 8,000 people. In Chicago, we brought a blues show there. Yep. It was a spectacular night.
This is a swinging party. I know I'm among friends. Every now and then, seem like my roof falls in. Long time ago, I loved and lost. Mr. Blues walks in and says, "Now I'm your boss." He makes me cry. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He makes me cry. Coming, I get a sadness in my heart. Long time ago, I loved and lost. Mr. Blues walks up and says, "I'm your boss." He makes me cry. Yeah, 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 Lord, he makes me cry. Now, child, yes, he do, you know. Go on to the party, I'll be all right. Says, "Boy, I'm still your boss." She makes me cry. Yeah, 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 he makes me cry, my child. Oh, yes, he do. Y'all go on with the party. I'll be all right.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Coming on, Now it's done stole my baby and it's gone to give it. It'll still again, it'll do it again. Chicago, St. Louis, New Orleans, Salt Lake City, Memphis, Tennessee, Mississippi.
The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land, in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on. This is Julian Taylor, and you're listening to Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Show.
That is music from Vera Sola and the song Loving, Loving, recommended to us by Dan Aykroyd. Also Junior Wells with Misty Train and Lowell Folsom with Swinging Party before that. I'm your host, Julian Taylor, and we've got music coming up from none other than Otis Redding, Wynonie Harris, and Bill Bronzy. The song by Bill Bronzy is one that I can never get out of my head. It's so catchy. It's a traditional African-American gospel song called This Train. And obviously you've heard it, I'm sure. You've been sleeping under a rock if you haven't heard This Train is Bound for Glory. First recorded in 1922, and then his version was recorded in 1956. So sit tight, enjoy Bill Bronzy, Wynonie Harris, and of course, the legendary Otis Redding.
This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory. Don't ride nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train bound for glory. This train. This train don't carry no gamblers. This train. This train don't carry no gamblers. This train. This train don't carry no gamblers. No midnight ramble, no bar flyer. This train bound for glory. This train. This train. Built for speed now, this train. This train is built for speed now, this train. This train is built for speed. Fast train, you love it, it seems now. This train, bound for glory, this train. This train don't carry no liars, this train. This train don't carry no liars, this train. This train don't carry no liars, no hypocrites, and no bar flyers. This train bound for glory. This train. This train is solid black boy. This train. This train is solid black now. This train. This train is solid black. Why care you don't come back, boy? This train bound for glory. This train, you don't pay no transportation on this train. This train, you don't pay no transportation on this train. This train, you don't pay no transportation. No Jim Crow and no discrimination on this train. Bound for glory, this train. This train don't carry white or black boy on this train. This train don't carry white or black on this train. This train don't carry white or black. Everybody ride it is treated just alike. On this train, bound for glory. This train. This train is bound for glory. This train. This train is bound for glory. This train. This train is bound for glory. Don't ride nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train, bound for glory. Bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train.
Say, Wynonie, I was by your house last night, and guess what happened?
What happened, Mom?
Your grandma was playing the numbers.
Well, you just finding that out?
Well, what do you know?
We found out.
Yes, we did.
We found out.
Now we know.
We found out.
We found out that Grandma plays the numbers.
We found out.
Yes, we did.
We found out.
She couldn't keep it hid.
We found out.
Now we know that Grandma plays the numbers. Think about them every day. Dreams about them every night. Gets up early in the morning, see that her numbers come out just right.
We found out.
Yes, we know.
We found out.
Bless her soul.
We found out.
Now we know that Grandma plays the numbers.
Hey,
her soul.
We found out.
Now we know that Grandma plays the numbers.
We found out.
Yes, oh yes.
We found out.
We found out.
We found out.
Now we know that Grandma plays the numbers. She's at the fruit stand every day, buys bananas by the bunch. She looks at all the price tags. That's why she gets her hunch.
We found out.
Yes, we know.
We found out.
Bless her soul.
We found out.
Now we know that Grandma plays the numbers.
Hey, Grandma, did you get your numbers in yet?
Well, a snap it did, son.
Well, what did you play?
3, 6, 9.
Well, what do you know?
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Afraid of no ghosts.
ain't afraid of no ghosts. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If you're all alone, pick up the phone and call.
Ghostbusters!
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I hear he likes the girls. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If you've had a dose of a freaky ghost, baby, you better call.
This is the Jukebox, and that was Ray Parker Jr. with Ghostbusters from the movie that Dan Aykroyd wrote. And it was such a popular movie. It is a pop cultural classic. I love it. And every time I think about Dan Aykroyd, I think about Ray. Not this particular Ray, but this particular Ray who wrote this song was, commissioned to do like a really short version of a theme song. But once the director of the film heard that little snippet, he encouraged Ray Parker Jr. to write the whole rest of the song. And, well, the rest is history. We love it. Now, from The Great Outdoors, which features a lot of old soul music, which Dan is a huge fan of, and so am I, I'm going to play something from Booker T and the MGs called Hip Hugger. Now, here's a cool story for me. I was outside the Horseshoe Tavern years ago, maybe, I know, early 2000s, and the Blues Brothers 2000 movie was being filmed in Toronto. And guess who was at the hot dog stand outside of the Horseshoe Tavern? None other than Steve Cropper. So I asked him for a guitar pick, and he gave it to me. I still have the guitar pick. It's hidden behind one of my Otis Redding CDs. I guess nowadays you'd probably ask for a selfie, but back then it was a guitar pick. So here it is, Hip Hugger, Booker T and the MGs on the Jukebox.
Thank you.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That is Michael Cimbello with Maniac from the original score of Flashdance, but it appears in the Chris Farley movie, Tommy Boy, which Dan Aykroyd also is in. And I don't know if you can remember this, but I can picture it vividly. Him running outside the gas station getting soaked by Rob Lowe with the gasoline. And he's like, did you eat paint chips when you were a kid? And he's like, why? I love Chris Farley. I was actually in Madison, Wisconsin, not too long ago. And that's where he was born, raised, and is buried. Music coming up from The Digital Underground, the Humpty Dance from the movie Nothing But Trouble. One of the cool tidbits about this is that Tupac Shakur is in the video. He was actually in the digital underground for a little bit before he went off on his solo career. From the movie Trading Places, released in 1983 with Eddie Murphy, we're going to play The Locomotion from Little Eva. Also a goodie and an oldie, Yakety Yak, Don't Talk Back from the Coasters. That appears in The Great Outdoors. The first time I ever heard that song, it made me cackle. I was a kid and it made me laugh and dance. It's just a lot of fun, isn't it? And speaking of songs that are a lot of fun, I don't know if there's any more fun that could be had from listening and dancing to Wilson Pickett's Land of a Thousand Dances. Here it is on the jukebox.
One, two, three. One, two, three.
Everybody. This is Music for the Human Race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangster Mac, but sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat, look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy, I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom, I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hump.
Come on.
Do me, baby.
I'll do the Humpty Hump. Come on, I'll do the Humpty Hump. Check me out, y'all. I do the Humpty Hump. Just watch me do the Humpty Hump. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on.
I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
People say, yo, Humpty, you're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things cooking. You stare, you glare, you constantly try to compare me, but you can't get near me. I'm giving more C, and on the floor B, all the girls, they adore me. Oh yes, ladies, I'm really being sincere, cause in the 69, my Humpty nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big, I'm not ashamed. Big like a pickle, I'm still getting paid. I get laid by the ladies, you know I'm in charge. Both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid, I shoot an arrow like Cupid. I'll use a word that don't mean nothing, like Luke did. I sang on Do What You Like, and if you missed it, I'm the one who said just grab them in the biscuits. Also told you that I like to bite. Well yeah, I guess it's obvious I also like to write. All you had to do was give Humpty a chance, and now I'm gonna do my dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hump.
Come on. Yeah, sexy lady,
do the Humpty
Come
hump.
On. I'll do the Humpty hump. Yeah, that's the break, y'all. Let a little of that bass groove right here. Yeah. Now that I told y'all a little bit about myself, let me tell you a little bit about this dance. It's real easy to do. Check it out. First, I limped to the side like my legs was broken. Shaking and twitching, kinda like I was smoking. Crazy, whack, funky. People say you look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty. That's alright, cause my body's in motion. It's supposed to look like a fit or a convulsion. Anyone can play this game. This is my dance, y'all. Humpty Hump's my name. No two people will do it the same. You got it down when you appear to be in pain. Humping, funking, jumping, gig around, shaking your rump. And when a doodle chump punk points a finger like a stunt, tell him step off, I'm doing the hump.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hump.
Everybody!
Do the Humpty Hump.
Come on,
I do the Humpty Hump.
Sexy lady.
I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
I'm doing the Humpty Hump.
I'm doing the Humpty Hump.
Y'all. Watch me
do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
Black people.
I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
Come on, white people.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.